This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 468.5, up 2 on the open. September, 480, up 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, July wheat opened at 476, up 4.75 on the open. September, 487, up 2.75. December, 496.5, up 2. March, 505, up 2.5 on the open. July corn opened at 377, up 5.75 on the open. September, 374, up 5. December, 372.5, up 6. March, 383.5, up 6. May, 392.5, up 6.5. December, 2008, 392, up 4.5 on the open. July beans opened at 795.5, up 3 on the open. August, 802, up 2.75. September, 810, up 3. November, 824, up 2.75. January, 832, up 1.5. March, 842, up 6. May, 844, up 2.25. July, 853, up 4.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 212.70, up 70 on the open. August, 216, up 120. July soybean oil opened at 35.26, up 11 on the open. August, 35.45, up 5. At the Merck, May feeders opened at 109.10, down 2.5 on the open. August, 113.95, up 22.5. September, 113.25, down 12.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 93.15, up 50 on the open. August, 92.50, up 10. October, 96.52.5, up 12.5. December, 96.20, up 2.5 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 75.35, down 5 on the open. July, 74.55, down 12.5. August, 73.95, up 5. October, 66.52.5, up 5 on the open. And May pork bellies opened at 103.90, up 10 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have a NAS crop progress report due out this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We're going to see most of the beans in the nation planted on that report?
We believe so, especially in the Eastern Belt and even portions of the Western Belt. Ideas are we could be anywhere from 50 to 55% planted in the bean crop. Corn's probably fairly well wrapped up in this 90, 95% area as a whole, but beans are playing catch up, and it won't take long for them to be wrapping up here fairly quickly. But probably the main report this afternoon on those numbers will be the crop conditions report. Trade has ideas. We'll see our first conditions report for corn. Average usually this time of year, over the last few years, that is, has been about 68% good to excellent. But with the adverse weather of being too wet in the west and a little too dry here in the east and some emergence problems and the early frost freeze there on Easter, ideas are we could probably be 58 to 65% good to excellent. And so we'll have our first benchmark to go by here this afternoon at 3, Dave.
If we see that kind of number versus the 68%, I suppose, five-year rolling average, plus ideas that in the eastern Corn Belt it's trending a little bit dry in terms of soil conditions, plus the fact that we're looking at perhaps rain maybe late in the week at the earliest, does this pop the corn market tomorrow?
We believe so. You know, anything below around the 60% area, that gives reason to add weather premium to the market, because when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, it's a real tight, delicate balance. you know, you take a couple bushels off, it can, or add a couple bushels, in fact, it can change that bottom line dramatically with the huge acreage, you know, they're looking at in corn. Even so in beans, too, when we get a little further down the road, get the conditions on there, if less acres, any type of yield reduction off over 41 bushels could be quite dramatic to the marketplace. So these weekly crop conditions reports could almost be as big as a monthly USDA supply-demand report.
Would you anticipate then that we potentially this week can move out of that 30-cent sideways trading range that we've been in for, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
On the corn?
On the corn.
We believe so, especially going into Memorial Day weekend. Anybody's trading the market knows quite well, once you get in this first week of June, if there's weather concerns, the market has a tendency just to scream. And the anxiety towards the end of the week that we're going to continue to be short moisture here in the east, we feel that the trade is going to be willing buyers going into the three-day weekend, and that would push the corn market above the recent highs, which would trip just green lights all over the screens. You'll have buzzers and beepers and everything going off indicate major buy signals. So, yeah, if this forecast remains somewhat concerning going into the weekend and we continue to see the huge demand coming to the marketplace that we've seen here over the last week, we could be well over $4 by the first part of next week if we come back from the holiday.
Looks like today, if you look at the July, it's up 5 3/4. You look at the D's, it's up 6 1/4. So we're not seeing that aggressive bull spreading, at least early in the session today.
Correct. We're sort of holding somewhat steady here after the higher open. We priced quite a bit of bullish news in last night and here early this morning, and I could sort of hurry up and wait for some confirmation on weather or some additional demand. We're sort of back in the middle of the range here, like you mentioned. When you look at the range we've been in, we're sort of caught here in the middle here, and in order to get the trade really excited or brave, we need to sort of bust out of this flag formation we're forming.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. Novi's now at 8.25. The reason I bring that particular number up is that it's been the top for the last 4 days.
Yeah, we've got a nice round even number here, a quarter, 25, and the pit trade got up to 28. Electronic trade got up to 32 here this morning. So, once again, we see some divergence between the pit and electronic trade. Just because one trades the other doesn't mean the other can is going to trade there. So you got to put your orders in accordingly, and you can use that to your advantage, or it could be a disadvantage to you, too, if you don't manage it right. But beans have had a good run in here. They're probably due to consolidate for a little while. Sort of watching this bean oil market and the crude oil market. Malaysian palm oil took a little bit of a breather there overnight, and they pulled back. You know, crude oil and bean oil and palm oil all going to continue to sort of follow somewhat in here as the market is eager to sort of watch energy as we move down the road.
Wheat fell out of bed last week. Are you looking for any time at the rebound to the upside?
Well, I would think that wheat's going to follow the corn and bean market here for a little while. What's probably more critical is the early harvest activity in the south. You know, we're going to actually see some harvest activity take place to get a handle on this crop. And we're going to probably hear some wide variances. When you look at the head fill on this stuff, it's really a mixed bag. And this wheat market's going to be a yo-yo here probably for the next 30 to 45 days.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. July wheat at 470, up 3.5, fast trade there. September 478.5, up a half. At the Board of Trade, July wheat 474.5, up 3.25. September 486.5, up 2.25. December 497, up 2.5. July corn, 376 and three quarters, up 5.5. September, 375 up 6. December, 373 up 6.5. July beans, 795 and a half up 3. August, 802 and a half up 3.25. November, 824 and a half up 3.25. July soybean meal, 214 up $2. July soybean oil, 35.05 down 10. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northeastern Indiana, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms, primarily this morning. Elsewhere, mostly sunny. Highs ranging from 72 in northeastern Indiana to 85 in some central and southern locations. It will be cooler in the 60s near Lake Michigan during the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows ranging from 52 in northeastern Indiana to 60 in west central Illinois. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny during the morning and partly to mostly sunny during the afternoon, with highs ranging between 83 and 87 degrees. Today, wind speeds 8 to 16 miles an hour. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between 30 and 40%. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now, 10 o'clock Central Time.